Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. We are here to encourage you, and the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everyone is doing okay tonight. We have seemed like we've gotten the feel of fall, and it seemed to be staying with us for a while. But it's all nice because we don't have to worry about sweat, and it's not too a little cool in the morning. But as the day go on, it does warm up. So, and the trees are getting losing their leaves, and everything is so beautiful. Well, we will begin our show by me reading some things about respect. And we will have another testimony tonight. I will be bringing her on in a little bit later. But first, let's talk about respect. A kind-hearted woman gains respect. That's coming from Proverbs 11:16. As you grow in God, you begin to demonstrate his character and nature in your thoughts, your attitudes, and your behavior. Through you, his goodness becomes evident to others, and their respect for you increases. This will happen not because you demand it, but because it is a natural response to God's glory. For the same reason, you must respect yourself, casting down thoughts of inferiority and unworthiness. Respect God's presence and work within you. Knowledge begins with respect for the Lord. That's coming from Proverbs 1:7. The Hebrew who walks across the Red Sea had such a revelation for God that they never said his name out loud. They had great respect for him. Through your relationship with God is much different today. He still desires your respect. You are his child, and he adores you. You are privileged to show him your admiration. give him respect through praise and worship. He wants to hear from you, his precious child, and he wants you to say his name, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Prince of Peace, Lamb of God, Deliverer, Holy Savior, I am the way, Jehovah Jireh, Messiah, Kings of Kings, Bright and Morning Star, Bread of Life, Holy Priest, Redeemer, My Rock, Wonderful Counselor. Let's say together, My Jesus, Jesus, yes, My Jesus, praise His holy name. Tonight we have Margaret Jackson, will be out doing a testimony tonight. And Margaret lost her husband September 16 of 2007. And she's here tonight to give us a testimony about her journey. She's been a member with us for quite some time. And I will bring her on and let you listen to her, her great testimony that she's going to be giving tonight. Margaret, can you hear me? Margaret? Just one second here. Margaret, can you hear me? Okay. Let me try this again. Margaret, can you hear me? Margaret, can you hear me? Just one second. Let me, this is her first time calling in, so let me see if I can. I am going to play some music real quick. Praising God, and just give me a second and try to get her on. I can hear the cell phone, yeah, but I am not on the air with my cell phone. No. Yeah, I can't hear you. Yeah, you want to say, are you talking in the phone? Yeah, hang up and call back in again. It doesn't make a difference, but I need to know which one so I can identify your number. Okay, the one that I just called you on. Yes, call that number. Okay. Yes. Okay. Hi. Sorry for the delay. She'll be calling in just a moment. We just had a little problem with her telephone. I hope that everyone is doing okay tonight. Let me read something else while we're trying to get her on the line. Let me talk about something else. Renewal. Create me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Psalms 51:10. No two snowflakes are alike. No two sunsets are ever exactly the same. Your Creator delivers a masterpiece with every stroke of artifacts that he inspires. You are no different with each touch of his hand, with every letter you read in his word. He changes your heart from old to new, forming you in his image. You become more like him each moment you spend with him. Your Creator makes all things new, and he continuously shapes the perfect you. Let me see if she's on the air now.
Mary?
Yes. Yes. Okay, here you are. Just take a deep breath and you can begin your testimony.
Okay. Hello, everybody. As Mary has said, my name is Margaret Jackson, and my husband did pass on September the 16th, 2007. On one hand, it feels like yesterday, but on the other hand, I feel more distant from the grief, and I look back to those days with less pain. My husband's death was not a sudden death. He had been diagnosed with a terminal illness and died in hospice. It's painful not only for the ill person, but also for the caregiver and other supporter who must watch them gradually wasting away. We went through years of him going in and out of the hospital, and it was taking a toll on me. So when he was taken away, I said that maybe God took him away so that I could live, because it was really getting to me. He walked into Piedmont Hospital on a Thursday, was sent to hospice on a Saturday, and he passed on that Sunday night. So at the hospice where he passed, just as they provided care and comfort for him, they provided continuous support to me through that time of grief and loss. For over a year, I received quarterly newsletters dealing with grief and loss issues, and attended memorial services, and got information about grief and support groups, and visits and phone calls from the bereavement staff and the trained volunteers as was needed. I also went to my private psychiatrist a couple of times. At my church, I usher, so now it's like, what else can I do? I got to do something else. So it just came up on me, you know, what can I do now? I got to do something else at church besides usher. I don't like getting up speaking, but I said to myself, I got to do something to reach out and to minister to others. So I thought, now I know what it feels like to lose your mate. After a week or so, you know, the calls stop and we get awfully lonely. So I said, I know what I'll do. I'll make a list of those I know who have lost their mates, and I call them every week. So I went way back as far as about 10 years or longer, because now I know what they felt then and even what they still feel. So when I started calling, most of the people were so appreciative, and they encouraged me to keep calling them, and I do until this day, call most of them every Wednesday. I keep adding to the list. I add to the list of widows, the widowers, those who had lost other relatives, and the sick and the shut-ins. My list is very long. It's over 80 people.
Wow.
So I spend most of Wednesdays calling. When I don't get them, some of them call me. And I call even when I don't feel good, because they say, you sound so good and so sweet. They just don't know, though. So last Wednesday when we arrived back home from our trip to South Africa, I even called a few people then because I just felt like that was my day. I had to do it. So we must remember God has a plan for our lives. Even though my brokenness and loneliness, even through my brokenness and loneliness, I thought about others who were going through death. I think about when the pastor and others pray and they mention the sick and the shut in, and most of the sick people do get well, you know. But I think, what about us? What about the widows? We're sometimes not even mentioned. So I just rely on my faith, and we widows will get through it. We must give each other love and support, and sharing our loss with others helps. While we feel that no one else is experiencing what we are, it's more likely that there are others in a similar situation. In finding another, we come soon to realize that you no longer need to grieve alone. So I hope what I've said tonight has encouraged someone, and thanks to Mary for giving me this opportunity to say this, even though I'm a little nervous. So that ends my little presentation.
Well, thank you so much, Margaret, for that testimony. It was very, I learned some things about you that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that you made those phone calls.
I do, yeah.
And I didn't know that you made those phone calls on Wednesday.
I do, and
let me ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Did those callings help you to heal?
It did. It's helping me. I'm not healed completely, but it's helping me. Because, like I said, after he passed, and it just hit me like, now, what? Well, I got to do something. You know, now I know how those people that have lost their husbands, I know how they feel. You know, even though that I knew when they lost me, I went to their funerals, you know, but I just didn't know what happened to them when they went home after the funeral, you know?
Right.
You know,
right.
Nobody called after a while, and I'm sure they got lonely like I did.
Mm-hmm.
And just having somebody to call them knowing that somebody was thinking about them, somebody is thinking about them. And these are older people, a lot of them. I called some people even from the next chapter, two or three people I called from there that I have met, you know, since I have been coming to you know, with you all.
Okay.
But like
well,
I say, I went back as far as maybe 10 years to older people at my church, you know, that had lost their loved one.
Right.
And it's different when you talk to other people other than your family.
Others.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. I mean, it's blessed me, too. It helped me, too, because I know that I'm touching somebody else, and they are helping me, too.
And that's what God wants us to do, reach out and help someone else.
Yeah.
And it helps you. When you help someone else, because sometimes that you're feeling depressed,
mm-hmm.
Someone else is feeling worse than you are. So
that's right.
You are thankful, you know.
That's right.
Exactly. So you are doing a great job. I didn't know that 80 people. That's a lot of phone calls. I thought I was making a lot of phone calls when I called the people from the widow ministry, but that is a lot of calling. So
it's an all day long thing. An all day long thing. Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's a blessing. Your testimony was definitely a blessing to me, and I'm sure it was to others. But
okay.
Just keep on making those phone calls because, you know, after 2 weeks of death, most of the time you don't hear many phone calls.
You don't.
And that's when you really are lonely and need someone to be there and support you through the rest of the time.
That's
so
right.
So thank you so much for what you do, Margaret. But also, when did you hear about the next chapter?
Let me see. I guess I've been coming, every once in a while you see me. Oh, boy. Probably about 2 or 3 years. Yeah, probably 2 or 3 years. Mandy was the one that told me about it, introduced me about it, and I think I came to something you all had once, and I can't remember how long ago it's been, but probably a good 2 years or more. Maybe longer than that. It's been longer than that, about 3 or 4 years.
No, it's been more than 2 years because I know I've been seeing you at different events. So
right.
I don't have the time but one thing I do know, you have been to many of our Christmas get-together and
right.
our Valentine's. So
right.
I know you've been around for more than 3 years.
Right. I think so.
Yeah.
But the first time I came was at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
When
yes.
you had breakfast.
You've been
breakfast.
To a lot of the different Christmas breakfasts and also our Valentine's get-together.
Yeah,
so
you've
been
enjoyed
around
it.
For about maybe 4 more years.
Right.
Because I remember you attending the different events.
Right.
But I can't remember exactly when you joined us. Oh, that's what I was wondering.
Well, I guess I need to lock that date in.
yes. But I just want to thank you so much for coming on and giving us that testimony. We've been giving testimonies since our anniversary. Our anniversary was September 13th. And
yeah.
we've had a different person on the air every Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And we have, it's only one more Tuesday in this month, that's next week, and we're going to have Martha Jefferson. She's going to be giving us a testimony. So
okay.
we look forward to that, and also tell others, if you have some widows that that you want to share this information with, tell them to call, and we can take up to 50 callers on this line, on this air now.
I
so
sure
we have
will.
Changes, and now we can get people to call from other states. So
I sure will.
I just want everybody out there to give these, give the number to other widows, our widowers.
I sure will.
And hope that we will be inspiring to help them get through their journey. And that's
okay.
why I wanted to have this testimony each for a while, because it touches, your testimony will touch someone else. It might test many, but if it just tests just help one person out there.
That's right.
That's different.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's the way you can connect to the other person that needs to hear that testimony. So that's what I different widows to do that this on the last month and a half. And I
okay.
hope that it has blessed them. I know your testimony has blessed me, and I'm sure it has blessed others as well. And thank
okay.
you so much for tuning in.
You're welcome.
We have a little few. Anything else you want to say, Margaret?
No, but you know, I say I call, so when I call, when I talk to my widows, I just add this number to give them to their list when I call
okay.
them and have them to listen in.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for your testimony. And we
You're
have
welcome.
A couple of announcements before we end the air. It's going to be about our trip. I am going to, most of you have email address, so I am going to email everyone. Just give me until by the weekend to email it to you. But there's a couple of trips. We try to make a trip every year, and we're not sure on these two trips I'm going to be emailing you, but we're still looking at others. But these are two that we're definitely looking at. We want to make our decision by the 1st of November to make sure that we get the different trips be ready for the deposit that we need to make on these trips. Now, one of them is a cruise, and the cruise is going to Grand Cayman Island, Cozumel, Mexico, and guess what? Smokey Robinson is going to be on this cruise because he's celebrating his 50 years in music. So that is one. The other one is going to Memphis, Tennessee. It's called, it's Tunica. it's a travel, the House of Memphis, the House of Blues and Tunica. And it's also going to a casino, but it's also touring Tunica Museum, the Rock and Roll Museum, and also some others. Everything is included in this package: meals, breakfast, and dinner. Everything. All you will have to do is just pack your bag and go, because it's $369 for this particular one, and everything is included, and the last final payment on this particular one is $528 of 2015. So you'll be, but the trip is in August, the first week in August, for 4 days. No, it's 5 days and four nights. And the Cozumel trip is five, and Cayman Island is 5 days also. And that is in April. Sorry, I didn't tell you the date. The cruise in Cozumel, Mexico, is in April 18th through the 23rd. That's the one with Smokey Robinson appearing in concert. There's others. I am going to still check on the Biltmore Estate in North Carolina. I'm going to check on that as well. But I'm going to email these two to everyone that has an email so you can look at it, and I'll get some more information about some other trips. And this is by Diamond Tours. They do a lot of different tours. So you can even go on their website and see something else. I'm going to pull some more information, but I wanted to go ahead and talk about these two. And just knowing that we're going to try to start paying on our trip early so we can, by May, we will be completely finished. We won't have to worry about, you know, all we have to do is get some spending money and be ready to go. And we had a great meeting on this past Saturday. We had a new widower to come, and I'm hoping that she's on the air tonight. But if not, we're going to keep encouraging them to do so. I met at least four more from my church after our anniversary, so hoping that they will be a part of us and we can help them. That is all the announcement for tonight. Just have a great week and be blessed, and get ready for Martha Jefferson's testimony next week. Have a great week and be blessed, and I'm going to let you tune into William Murphy. It's working. Good human.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. Perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing. And it's showing my feet for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say, this is my season for grace. For what else? For favor. This is my season to reap what I
need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed
for grace,
for favor. Yeah. This is my seed. Come on, y'all. Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed.